Well, folks, there are a lot of people, and they'd have to be 50 years old at least and older to really remember it, unless they've read about it in the New York Times or the Chicago Tribune. But it was a absolutely horrific triple killing down in Grandin, Missouri, January of 1973. A bank president, his wife, and their daughter were tied to trees, shot to death in Grandin. And one of the main suspects in that case, a man named Dallas DeLay, who's serving life sentence in prison, is coming up for his ninth parole hearing. It is scheduled, as we record this, it is scheduled for October 16th. As we record this, it is October the 4th. I'm Brian Helsworth, and joining me is the sheriff of Carter County. He's been sheriff since 2013, Sheriff Richard Stevens. Sheriff, again, we only can go by what the DOC tells us at this point, and I talked to Karen Pogeman, who is their communications director. She says Dallas DeLay has a parole hearing scheduled for October 16th, so that's what we'll go with. Your reaction to the fact he's got a parole hearing at this time?
Well, I was initially shocked, given the severity of the crime. But then my mind immediately went to whatever I needed to do to safeguard the family and the community.
There are people, I know Grandin's a small town, and probably 90% of people listening may not know where it is. I've not been to it. I've seen it on the map. I've been, I guess, Poplar Bluff and stuff, which is not terribly far away. I'm assuming it's a tight-knit community, and I'm sure there are people that still remember this case from 1973.
Yes, absolutely. And actually, the whole Carter County area, you know, although it is a relatively small county, but this case kind of resonates with the county in general, and even me, when I first came to the area, people were talking about this case years later.
Again, we're talking with Sheriff Richard Stevens, who's from Carter County. Sheriff, I'm looking, this tells you how big this case was. I'm looking at what appears to be a front page story in the New York Times in 1973. Headline is this, quote, three Missouri men are charged with murder and bank extortion slayings. And it says the victims were 43-year-old Robert Kitterman, the president of the Bank of Grandin, his wife Bertha, and their daughter Roberta, 17. And according to this article, they apparently taped the suspects, Kitterman, the bank president, taped him with dynamite. There was some question whether or not it was real, but he was essentially terrorized, and then he was shot to death, tied to a tree. What is your reaction to this, to just the details you've heard about what happened?
Yeah, and I by no means have the knowledge of the entire case, but from what I've heard, it's just horrendous. Pure evil what this family had to go through, and the terror that they must have felt.
Final question for you, and then I'll open up to you. The parole hearing is scheduled in Potosi. Dallas DeLay, this will be his ninth attempt at getting parole. If you're in that parole hearing and you intend to go on the 16th, what would you say? What would you say to him, Sheriff, and what would you say to the parole board who would be at that table when you sit there? What would you tell both of the groups?
Well, with Mr. DeLay initially, I would most likely explain to him that, evil deed was done, and, you know, although that he is serving his sentence, that I could not agree with the option of allowing him parole, and I would explain to the parole board that this is, although that this happened back several years ago, the case still resonates with my citizens, even speaking to the family members that are the surviving family members of the victims. There's still some concerns. They do not want parole to be granted, and I would have to side with them in the community.
Do they fear if he gets out, he could come after them?
They've never specifically told me that. I believe they're just more concerned for society in general.
I got it. Anything you would like to add? Again, the parole hearing is scheduled for October 16th in Potosi, Mineral Point, Missouri, which is north of where you guys are at, almost straight north, up some rural highways. you intend to go? Is there anything? Do any of your deputies intend to go, by the way?
I know there's been some interest, but we haven't determined that at this point. You know, I would just like to say thank you to your organization for keeping this forefront in everybody's mind. I know that this type of case, a lot of times, whether it's law enforcement or the citizens in general, would like to forget about this type of case. But this was a very severe incident, and we appreciate for the family's well-being that you're taking the time to keep it out there.
Well, we appreciate the compliment. We do, and we'll stay on top of it. Obviously, they won't make a decision on the 16th. It normally takes 4 to 6 weeks to make a decision, so it'll be sometime, we probably think, in November before they would make a decision. Anything, Sheriff, you'd like to add?
No, sir. Just thank you, we just ask that any of our any of your listeners that have any questions regarding the case and so forth, or the hearings, to give me a call.